right, who's next? You. Yes, you. Yep, to the front. Ah, there we go. That's a good sinner. Come on, then. There's no need to be shy. What's done is done, right? Good. Now, let's see. What do we have here? I'll just take a look at your logs and... Well, well, well. The murderer. I see. Well, it's definitely not original, but at least you'll definitely have some company down here. Now, let me just take these papers, and if you'll follow me, I'll take you to your new living quarters. Hmm? Oh, yeah, like a tour. A tour of your permanent residence here. All right, come on, just through this way. Yeah, watch your head. There's a little bit of lava that drops through every now and again. All right, let's see. So, from 6 a.m. to about noon, there's honestly quite a variety of, disciplinarians, shall we say. And they all seem to just kind of have their own preferences, so I can't exactly say what they'll be doing to you. But I feel like I should give you a warning about the one with the black sclera. Well, yeah, see, she's a little infamous around here with the locals. She enjoys her work and loves to take her time. Even sometimes she works her lunch breaks, which also means that she's tearing into you on your lunch break as well. So, well, my advice, honestly, I would just scream early and loud, okay? Else you'll make her work harder, and honestly, that's only a bad thing for you. Anyway, after lunch, you'll be... Oh, you do like to interrupt, don't you? Mm-hmm, go ahead. Lunch. You arrive in hell to be informed of your torment, and the first question out of your mouth is what's for lunch? Boiled stingrays. Is that gonna be a problem? Uh-huh. Yeah, well, that's too bad. We don't exactly have a large menu down here. Anyway, after lunch, we like to gather everyone into the pits for a bit of recreation. Well, yes, recreation. I mean, I've been told that the lava and flames seem to make it a little difficult, quote-unquote, to relax, but hey, at least you don't have to suffer alone, right? Okay, so that's the schedule from Monday through Saturday, but, well, then we get to my favorite day, Sunday. Sunday is Sin Day, but don't you worry. It's a lot of fun, so you should actually probably look forward to it. Oh, well, that's where your ultimate sin comes into play. Yeah, you committed one of the seven deadly, didn't you? Well then, you get to participate in the... the murder trials, I think? Yeah, the murder trials. On Sin Day, we like to gather everyone by their biggest sin, and then we just let them fight it out in a little bit of a themed arena, you know? Well, yes, themed. It gets pretty boring down here, and we have to find a way to entertain ourselves, don't we? Let's see. For example, okay, look, the ones who have fallen to lust, we invite a camp of incubi over to come sample the guts. Whichever sinner is alive by the end of the festivities gets the next Monday off. Well, yes, alive. Every day is a new day to repent and all that jazz, you know? Yeah, exactly. So, everyone revives when the clock strikes midnight and we begin anew. Though, I should say survival isn't exactly a priority. At least not for the regulars. Reviving does heal everything, and, well, surviving just doesn't. Oh no, but it should be okay. I mean, killers like you just get put in a death match, so if you're as good as you must think you are, then, well, I think you'll be just fine. A way out? Like what, time off for good behavior? Huh. I see. Well, I mean, yes, there are ways, but... Listen, I'm already being exceedingly helpful, all right? But this? No, this is where I draw the line. Good. I'm glad we understand each other. All right, so let's get you into your room, shall we? Isn't that nice? A private room amongst the injured and dying? Honestly, it's even hard to get that much on the surface in some areas. I think you should consider yourself pretty lucky. But moving on, just come this way. Oh, and do mind the ashfall. The air quality isn't so good in this next area, but, well, it doesn't exactly matter too much in the long run. I mean, you guys are here for life anyway. Or unlife. Whatever. But yes, each of you gets their own room. We have plenty of demons who love to work independently, and, well, we want to see them grow up to be strong and self-driven employees with bright futures and creativity, so we like to give them their private time and space to work. Oh, watch your step there. Yeah, it's a long drop. Lava at the bottom, too. What about the other sins? Oh, for sin day. Oh, well, let's see. The gluttons need to cannibalize each other. Last one wins again, obviously. And those suffering from envy are put together in a mirror-lined room, all of it enchanted with a spell that forces them to see everyone else the way they wish they saw themselves. Just imagine that. A world where everyone is just a better version of you, and wherever you see yourself, you're reminded just how far you've fallen below that standard. An eye for an eye may make the whole world blind, but it seems to be their preference. I mean, who am I to judge, you know? Oh, I'm just kidding. I judge all the time. Oh, come on. What does that look for? Don't give me that face. I didn't put any of you here. You did that to yourself, Mr. Murderer. Hey, what are you looking at? Oh, I see. You've probably never seen Kimberlite arches before. Yeah, those are diamonds in there. Pretty, aren't they? Yeah, they've been glorified a little bit, but... It's still true to form. Oh-ho, you look like those marred by greed. Yeah, on Sin Day, the greedy are shuttled out to those arches, and if any of them reach for even one of the diamonds there, they'll slip on the ledge and fall right into the molten gold river down below. Oh, don't tell upper management, but we've been putting butter on that ledge for centuries, just to, you know, make the whole event go a little faster. One of my coworkers thinks that's why it smells like popcorn around here every Sunday anyway. I'll still take that over Eric reheating that old stinky fish leftover thing that he makes every time in the break room. I don't even care, stupid Eric. And you know what? I really tried to like Eric. I did. No, I did. But we already have stingrays cooking down here, okay? Do you really think I want to smell even more fish Eric? You know, I'm starting to think he actually does it on purpose. Wouldn't that be something? A demon punishing demons for the work we do? You know, I think Eric would be that kind of person anyway. Frick Eric. Shoot, was all of that out loud? It was, wasn't it? I don't think I was supposed to mention the butter. Sorry. Hey, can you, maybe not tell upper management about what I just said? Oh, you want to try to use it as leverage? I mean, if you do, you do. But if you do, I'll know it was you, and... You don't know what I can do. I don't know, just a reminder. Anyway, it looks like we're almost to your room. Oh, but watch your head here. Yeah, fire vines. I hear they don't feel too good on human skin, so just look out for those. There you go. You know, you listen pretty well. That doesn't bode well for you down here. Oh, well, I mean, the better you do, the longer you live, and that means no revival, and no revival means, well, I mean, I'm sure you understand. But it'll be just fine for now. Oh, and do be careful of the lava popping. Or I'll see? Almost got you there. Jesus. You humans really need to learn to be careful. Look, you have all day to suffer. So why start early, Look, I know you don't want to be here, but I mean, you gotta make the best of it, you know? Yes, it's a little painful and it's daily torture, but I mean, it's what you signed up for, so I mean, how can you really be mad at it, you know? Jeez. Go on and sulk then. If you want to play the victim, be my guest, I guess. Not like I haven't seen that 100 times either. What do you mean I wouldn't understand? What, do you think your case is special? All right then. So then tell me, just how many marks do you have under your belt anyway? 10, 20, 50 maybe? One. One person? That's it. No, it doesn't say on your sheet. The sheet just tells me which group you get assigned to. But don't worry. Even on Sin Day, your group seems to move the fastest for, well, obvious reasons. All right. Well, it looks like we're here. Just through that doorway, you'll find your new home. Oh, but before you go, God, I never do this, but can I just ask you a question? Okay, just if you mind me asking, then you don't have to answer. Just, I'm just curious, all right? Just, well, I mean, why? Well, why did you do it? I mean, if you knew you'd get dragged down here at your final hour, just why? Oh, come on. Of course I care. I mean, I'm a demon. I'm not heartless. But so what if I've come to enjoy you just a little bit? I mean, you don't act so pompous like the rest of the humans who come through here. You don't try to put on this front like you're not afraid. In fact, I can see the fear quite well, and I must say, well, it does make you look rather charming. But no, just tell me, why did you do it? Go on, you can tell me. I mean, yes, I judge you, but I'm not gonna judge you like some pious angel. I just wanna know. Just call it, I don't know, morbid curiosity. You... what? You saw your friend being... and so then you... oh, but that's... oh, jeez, I am so sorry. No, I really am. No, it's not pity. No, if anything, it's sympathy. Well, yes, sympathy. Because, well, I've been there, okay? I don't know. Well, I'm here, but it's because of, well, what I did up there. What? Yes, I was also... All right, look. I was a killer, all right? Yes, except it wasn't my friend. They were doing it to my sister, okay? Jeez. Look, I can't say the rules down here are fair, but they are enforced, all right? Okay, just give me a minute, all right? Yes, but hey, all right, you know what? Come on. Let's go make sure everything in your room is situated, all right? Ah, indeed. I desire a little bit of privacy as, well, darn it, wouldn't you know it? I'm starting to feel a bit more helpful again.